Tony Lynn Open Mic. I'm Ellen Schmidt, your host, and I'm delighted to see all of you, and we've got a lot of great folks coming out tonight, so welcome to all of you. Thank you. I want to tell you that our loyal sound volunteer is Ira Grauman back there. He's great, and he's also recording everybody, both audio and video. And assisting him tonight is Dan Tappan right here. He's been working hard. And he'll also be taking pictures of everybody. And you'll also see Gail Finney taking some pictures that she puts right up, especially of the features. Speaking of features, tonight we have at 8 o'clock Sandy Haddon performing with Catherine Kaufman. And at 8:30, we have this gentleman right over here, Peter Neuendorfer, who will be doing wonderful things on the piano, and he'll be singing and entertaining us, and we're really looking forward to that. We also have performing the mini set, Del Smart, who's sitting right over at this table in front of Ira's, and he's an amazing reggae singer, and he's going to have music backing him up. I heard him a few times over at the Acton Jazz Cafe while we were there, and I was just delighted to hear him, and you will be too. It will be hard for you to keep your feet still. The guest host for tonight is someone who's done this quite a lot for me, and I really appreciate it every time. That's John McClain back there. And so he will take very good care of you with his introductions. And also, a very important person in the room is Subas behind the bar. He'll take good care of you, and please take good care of him. And the open mic list, I'll read the open mic performer order, but it'll depend on exactly when you get on will depend on how long your numbers take. So it'll be Dan Tappan, John McClain, Laurie Fassman, John Bamer, Dan Hart, Woody Carpinella, Ed Bannett, yours truly, Gail Finney, Suzanne Owens, Brenda Assis, Kenny Seltzer, Eric Gillickson, Ed Leckler, Wendy Wolfberg, Peter Mack, and Ben Blum, and anybody else who happens to walk in. I'm sure there will be a lot of collaborations tonight, too. I think most of you with instruments know that you can store them downstairs, and you can also warm up downstairs. And if you have any questions, let me know. So right now, I think I'll turn this over to John McClain, and he can introduce our first performer.
All right. So our first performer is also our archivist. He's archivist of music in Metro West, as well as a hell of a player. And he usually entertains us with bluesy, a lot of bluesy stuff and old-time stuff and good picking and playing no matter what. So let's put our hands together for Mr. Photography, Dan Tappan.
Well, I don't know if this counts as old time, but yesterday was the 45th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing. And I was only a kid at the time, but at that age, you know, as I recall, it was cool. It's kind of an excuse to stay up late and watch it, but didn't really understand what was involved in making that all work out. But a couple of years ago, Neil Armstrong passed on. He was living in Ohio, Cincinnati, about 100 miles from where he grew up. And a few months after that, I got this image of Neil standing on the moon, looking around at the scenery, looking back at the earth, and this song came out. in Ohio. The moon's a brilliant beacon in the sky. Over hills, inter valleys, casts a silver glow. A lantern laying light along the road to guide a weary traveler to his home in Ohio. Stars are distant candles in the night, opalescent sparkles, mysteries of light, burning in the dome of summer sky. Crystallize the beauty of July in Ohio. Hills are rounded, worn by wind and snow. Fences line the pastures, orchards stand in rows. Cardinal sings a cheery tune. Steeples in the distance mark a town. In clouds with streaks of blue and gray, I'm tracing out the sunrise line to where my heart will stay. 250,000 miles away in Ohio, the air is warm with scent of field and hay. A soft breeze through the window as you wake to greet the day will carry the taste of morning dew. In Ohio, there is you. In Ohio, there is you. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. One more hand, please, for Dan Tappan.